Hello, and welcome to the Chest Journal Podcast, where each month we host a discussion with the authors of important articles from the current issue of the journal, adding context and commentary to the challenges facing clinicians in the fields of pulmonary, critical care, and sleep medicine. To introduce today's topic, here's your host, Dr. Gretchen Winter.
On behalf of CHEST, I would like to welcome you to this CHEST Journal podcast. My name is Gretchen Winter, and I'm your CHEST podcast moderator. Thank you all for joining us today for this discussion with Dr. Sonia Graziano. Dr. Graziano and her colleagues wrote an article in the CHEST Journal, Longitudinal Effects of Elexacaftor, Tezacaftor, Ivacaftor, Multidimensional Assessment of Neuropsychological Side Effects and Physical and Mental Health Outcomes in Adolescents and Adults. Dr. Graziano is a clinical psychologist, and she works at the Bambino Gesù Children's Hospital in Rome in the Child and Adolescent Psychiatry Unit and in the Pneumonology and Cystic Fibrosis Unit. She is co-chair of the European Cystic Fibrosis Society Mental Health Working Group and a member of the CF Foundation Mental Health Advisory Committee in the U.S. Her primary research and clinical interests focus on trauma and stressors related to managing a chronic illness. And her research focuses on depression, anxiety, and health-related quality of life in individuals with cystic fibrosis and their caregivers. So thank you so much for joining us today, Dr. Graziano.
Thank you so much for asking me to participate in this podcast. It is an honor for me to be here today. I want to thank the editors of CHEST for inviting me to present on the results of my study of the longitudinal effects of elexacaftor, tezacaftor, ivacaftor in people with CF.
So elexacaftor, tezacaftor, ivacaftor, or ETI, also known as the brand name Trikafta, was initiated in Italy for eligible people with cystic fibrosis in July of 2021. And this study was a longitudinal prospective study that looked at multiple measures. So Dr. Graziano, to get us started, can you tell us why did you decide to research this topic? What are you looking at that we didn't already know?
So, data from the pivotal trials show that ETI has been associated with dramatic improvements in FEV1, BMI, sweat chloride, and respiratory symptoms on the cystic fibrosis questionnaire revised. Despite these impressive results, little data are available on ETI side effects or its impact on mental health, cognitive processing, gastrointestinal symptoms. The pivotal trials did not include a broad range of outcomes reflecting the whole person. For example, there are well-documented elevations in depression and anxiety in people with CF. However, before we conducted this study, there were no longitudinal data on the effects of ETI on mental health. Importantly, body image and digestion did not respond positively to ETI in the shorter pivotal trials, raising questions about its effects on digestion. Several case series and single center studies have documented negative side effects related to starting ETI, including worsening mental health, cognitive fogging, difficulties with memory and concentration, insomnia, and negative body image. So today, there have been no prospective longitudinal studies on the effects of ETI over time on the whole person. To address these gaps, we included standardized measures of mental health, cognitive, and new GI symptom tracker. And we collected data as patients first started taking it and at three time points over 6 months. Thus, the central purpose of this real-world study was to collect pre-, post-, and follow-up data on the effects of ETI on mental health, cognitive processing, neuropsychological side effects, GI symptoms, and health-related quality of life.
Excellent. And that is just a really important study. I know personally, anecdotally, I've seen a ton of different positive and negative effects, both neuropsychological and gastrointestinal and others. So I'm really excited to learn more about what you guys did. So can you tell us more then about your study design and the unique measures that you were using?
Sure. We recruited 92 consecutive people with CF, aged 12 to 59, and administered several innovative measures at time 0, time 1, time 2, and time 3, which was the 6 months follow-up. As recommended by the International Guidelines on Mental Health in CF, we use the PHQ-9 to measure depressive symptoms and the GAD-7 to assess generalized anxiety. We also assess lung function, BMI, cognitive processing, GI symptoms, health-related quality of life, and neuropsychological side effects. To evaluate cognition and cognitive processing, we use the symbol digit modality test, which is a 90-second neurocognitive screener assessing working memory and processing speed. We decided to include this measure because many studies have documented problems with brain fog and other aspects of cognition after starting ETI. Another new measure we used was the gastrointestinal symptom tracker developed by my co-authors, Dr. Alexandra Quittner. This is a self-report measure of GI symptoms, including abdominal pain, gas, and bloating for people with CF. Because of these side effects that have been reported by those taking ETI, we developed an ad hoc questionnaire to assess side effects such as insomnia, headache, memory problems, brain fog, and concentration problems. It measures the frequency of these side effects over the past 2 weeks. We also measured health-related quality of life using the CFQR.
And then what did you find regarding the pulmonary outcomes?
Significant improvement were found in FEV1. FEV1 increased immediately after 1 month, but then remained stable over the next 6 months, similar to the pivotal trial results. Because adolescents are younger and have better lung function than adults, we controlled for age in our analysis and found that adolescents had a steeper rate of improvement in lung function than adults, and this was maintained over time.
Excellent. So we already knew, obviously, that ETI or Trikafta improves lung function. So let's get into the stuff that we don't know. What changes did you guys see in nutrition or gastrointestinal symptoms?
BMI did improve from time 0 to time 3, but at a slow rate. And adults gained more weight than adolescents. Improvements were also found in eating challenges and stools. However, no improvements were found in abdominal pain.
Gotcha. So what neuropsychological outcomes did you find and what side effects did you observe?
In terms of cognitive processing based on normative data, adolescents performed in the average range of baseline. In contrast, adults were 1.5 standard deviation below the mean at baseline. In general, cognitive processing improved over time in our sample. In addition, patients reported the frequency of 5 side effects: insomnia, headache, memory problems, brain fog, and concentration. These side effects occurred in 10 to 29% of the sample, and for some people, these side effects remain stable, and for some, they worsened over time. Furthermore, women reported more side effects than men for insomnia, headache, brain fog, and concentration.
Great. And can you please briefly discuss the limitations of this study?
Of course. One limitation of this study was our data collection at a single center. However, more than 90% of eligible patients enrolled in the study with only one dropout. Second, although we found some differences by age, It was a small sample of adolescents relatively to the adults, and thus this effect should be interpreted with caution. Third, we did not assess these side effects at baseline, and therefore it is possible that individuals had a prior history of headaches, sleep difficulties, or cognitive deficits prior to starting DTI. Of course, a multi-site longitudinal study is needed to systematically measure these side effects, along with options for their management. Common approach have been included flipping the day and night dose, reducing the dose, or discontinuing the medication and reevaluating at a later point.
Excellent. So what do this study's findings add to literature that we did not previously know?
This is the first real-world study to evaluate the effects of ETI on the whole person using multiple measures over time. And this is one of the few studies with measurements before they start the medication. This enabled us to identify the timing of these changes. We found many positive effects of ETI, such as improvement in lung function, respiratory symptoms, weight, depression, GI symptoms, and at 3 months, patients reported improvement in treatment burden on the CFQR. One concern is that people with CF are dropping off their usual treatment regime, and we are not sure yet which medications they no longer need to take. We were surprised that there was a lack of improvement over time in anxiety, eating, abdominal pain, and digestion. In addition, a substantial proportion of people with CF endorsed side effects specific to ETI, with headaches endorsed by about 30% and memory problems reported by 20%. No improvements in these side effects were observed over time. Importantly, women reported more side effects than men, possible due to effects of ETI on estrogen. This gender difference cannot be explained by confound with depression and anxiety, given that no gender difference in mental health were found. In addition, a large proportion of patients reported difficulties with sleep. Insomnia has wide-ranging negative consequences for long-term health. Thus, sleep difficulties should be monitored clinically or with a standardized screener. There are several well-established sleep hygiene interventions that may be effective. Many CF centers are also flipping the morning and evening dose of ETI because it seems that for some people that evening dose is activating. This timing change does not alter the medication's efficacy.
Great. So what do you see as the future steps for this research?
We are still collecting longitudinal data on this sample. We have finished the 12 and 18 months follow-up, and we are now collecting the 24 months data. As a next step, we are interested in monitoring children who are on ETI. It is now approved down to age 6, but in the US, it is approved down to age 2. We are hearing about similar side effects, and they have developed a side effect checklist to monitor these negative symptoms. I'm collecting data on these side effects in children aged 6 through 12, and with a colleague in the US, we are collecting it with children and their parents down to age 3. We are observing side effects such as irritability, frustration, agitation, and hyperactivity, problems with attention, and difficulty with sleep.
Perfect. So if you could give our listeners a closing thought on what you've learned from this research, what do you want them to take away from this discussion?
This study, as well as others, have demonstrated that benefits of these new modulators. However, there are also side effects that should be monitored systematically, paired with intervention to mitigate them. Importantly, we need to evaluate the effects of these medications on the whole person, including mental health, cognition, and the traditional clinical outcomes.
Great. So a big thank you to Dr. Graziano for a great conversation on this really important research. And of course, a big thank you to our CHEST community for joining us. I'm Gretchen Winter, and this is a CHEST podcast. Until next time.